News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Is dying every day due to alcohol-related liver disease. That's according to the latest alcohol overview from the Health Research Board. We're joined by Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO at Alcohol Action Ireland. Sheila, just take us through the findings of this alcohol overview.
So this is an excellent resource which has been produced by the HRB. I'll start actually firstly, there are positives within it. The level of alcohol consumption per capita has actually dropped by 2023 compared with 2018 by 10%. So we're drinking a bit less than we were some years ago. And the reason just that I point to 2018 is that that's the year that the Public Health Alcohol Act was passed in the Oireachtas. And we think that we're starting to see, some of the positive outcomes from that. But nonetheless, we are still drinking at a high level. And as you just pointed out there, our levels of liver disease, sadly, are very high indeed. In 2021, they've actually reached their highest level ever, although there is indications that in 2022 they had dropped a little bit from that. So that's just, one particular element of harm that's been pointed out. This report's actually very interesting also because it looks at the kind of the availability of alcohol.
Yeah, a lot of focus in the paper today on the number of pubs still exist in the country.
So Ireland has one of the highest densities of pubs per capita in Europe. I think it's actually the third or fourth highest across Europe. And that's despite the fact that there has been, quite a number of pub closures, but it was, again, coming from a very high level. But there's also a very, very high level of licences that are there as well. So it's actually about 73%, three quarters of the population live within 300 metres of a licensed premise, be that a pub or an off license. But what I also find very interesting is that the density of those outlets is greatest in areas of high deprivation. There's almost twice as many licensed premises in areas of deprivation compared to the most affluent areas. And actually, you're just looking at it in terms of, close to schools, there are two licensed premises within 300 metres of all schools. Now, something that I think that, would be good for the government to look at in its upcoming sale of alcohol bill is to actually try and a cap on the density of alcohol outlets, because there's a very close relationship between that density of outlets and multiple alcohol harms, such as assault, domestic violence.
Is there? I mean, are we seriously saying that, if a pub is a kilometre away from you as opposed to 500 metres, that you won't go to that pub?
Well, the evidence certainly, when you look at this worldwide, is that actually, yes, that when you decrease the density of alcohol outlets, you decrease the harms that are experienced in that community. And the same is also true for the length of opening hours as well. So we have very good evidence, actually, that would say that if you decrease alcohol licensing, you will see a decrease in the number of presentations to hospital, for example, from alcohol-related injuries.
I think I probably made this point to you before, Sheila, on the show. I do keep coming back to other countries, say in Southern Europe. Like I remember being in Portugal and there was a vending machine where you could get beer out of it. And you don't really see Portuguese people walking around the streets drunk out of their minds the way you do in Ireland. Like, I just wonder, the prohibition, I'm not accusing you of being in favour of prohibition, but that making it more difficult and so on, does it actually tackle the root cause? Are we better trying to educate people to drink in a more sensible manner?
So all the evidence, and I really can't overemphasise this, is that, while education is important, people do need to know the facts about alcohol. That's why things like labelling of alcohol products, with warnings is important. But it does not compensate for the need for, these whole of population measures. So the things
we
that
can't trust really people best, basically not to drink.
Well, you have to remember that what this product actually is a mood altering product. It's psychogenic and it's addictive. So, when people actually, drink, it does affect their decision making, and it does affect, multiple aspects of the way in which
definitely
they behave.
No argument, yeah.
Yeah. So what is known, and again, I can only ever point to the evidence on this, and it is absolutely clear cut, that the three things that make the most difference to population level use of alcohol are controls on pricing, on advertising, and on availability. So, you know, it's why we can see that there have been improvements here in Ireland, 10% reduction in overall alcohol consumption since 2018, since the Public Health Alcohol Act came into play. And it's why there is a concern, and why we would be certainly calling on the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, who, remember, as Minister for Health, brought in the Public Health Alcohol Act, that we're really calling on him to look again at the Sale of Alcohol Bill, with its proposals to extend availability of alcohol, okay, both through the density of outlets and in the length of opening hours.
Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO at Alcohol Action Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your take. 0800 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.